The 10K Collective, our sister podcast, is the world's newest e-commerce podcast, now live on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. It's for 6, 7, and 8-figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers. It's highly actionable, but it's focused on how to scale your business for sale or long-term profit, not short-term hacks. We have deep talks with real e-commerce sellers and experts in industries like sourcing, team building, and managing cash. Search your podcast app for 10K Collective or go to 10kcollective.com for show notes or to listen online. That's 10K for kilo, collective.com, 10kcollective.com.
If it's Tuesday, it's Amazing FBA News Day, the show for Amazon Seller News. Here's your host, Michael Veazey.
Hello and welcome to Amazon Newsday with your host, Michael Veazey. Amazon's Deliveroo investment has put Amazon in competition with Uber and Just Eat in the UK. Amazon's Deliveroo investment, representing its latest push into the food delivery market in the UK, was facing mounting opposition this week as critics of a $575 million deal, £450 million with Deliveroo, voiced concerns about the control that Amazon will exercise over the UK business. The food delivery company Deliveroo announced its deal with Amazon on Friday, saying that Jeff Bezos' e-commerce empire was the lead investor in a giant $575 million/£450 million funding round, taking the total amount of cash raised by the business to $1.53 billion. The announcement of the Amazon Deliveroo investment sent shares in rival online food delivery companies such as Just Eat and Takeaway.com falling fast. Deliveroo said that it would use the cash injection to invest heavily in its technology, as company founder Will Shu claimed he looks forward to working with Amazon, which he described as a customer-obsessed organization. This investment comes on the back of Amazon pulling back on its own restaurant delivery business in the UK and closing the London arm of its service in December last year. It also comes after Amazon shut the doors to its own food delivery business, Amazon Restaurants, in the UK in 2018, after just 2 years. Amazon Restaurants had struggled in a highly competitive market, dominated by the likes of Just Eat, Deliveroo, and Uber Eats, all of which deliver food to consumers who make orders through smartphone apps. The Deliveroo network of couriers must also appeal to Amazon, however, for logistical and staff loyalty reasons. Delivery staff are usually paid for each completed delivery. If Amazon can ensure that people are making their deliveries have little or no downtime, then delivery staff can make more money and are therefore less likely to go and work for a rival. If they are able to transport both goods from Amazon Prime Now, which promises deliveries within 2 hours, and delivery meals, then the likelihood of downtime is greatly reduced. Deliveroo's push into so-called dark kitchens might also help with Amazon's logistics. These are facilities which aren't attached to a physical restaurant, often housed in shipping containers on affordable sites dotted around London. While the model remains unproven, the idea is to reach more customers without the pricey overheads that come with an actual restaurant. These locations could also act as last-mile fulfillment centres for Amazon, and Deliveroo plans to use many of the proceeds from the latest fundraising to open new sites. The investment provoked immediate controversy from politician Tom Watson, MP, the deputy leader of the Labour Party, the main opposition party in the UK. Watson demanded an investigation by the UK's competition watchdog into Amazon's ploy to get its mighty claws, as he put it, on more consumer data. Amazon is obsessed with tracking tools, micro-targeted ads, extracting billions through monetizing our personal data, said Watson. They want Deliveroo's tech and data. They want to know how to best extract your cash throughout your working, waking, and sleeping hours. However, analysts are sceptical of the idea that Amazon can succeed in overthrowing Just Eat, which retains a very dominant position in the UK food delivery market. Just Eat has something like 3 to 4 times more of the market share than Deliveroo and Uber Eats combined in the UK, said Ian Whittaker, research analyst at investment bank Liberum. 60% of their customers are in small towns where the economics of Uber Eats and Deliveroo just don't work. Mr. Whittaker added that the Amazon investment appears to be more about the company keeping, quote, in touch with the market. This feeling was echoed by other market analysts who don't believe that Amazon will push hard to dominate the food delivery market. We don't know how much of the $575 million of funding Amazon contributed, but considering it's got $23 billion of cash on its balance sheet, this won't break the Bezos piggy bank, said Carvesqui's Lansdowne analyst Laith Calaf. According to the Financial Times, UK daily active users of food delivery apps in 2018 were as follows: Just Eat 500,000, Uber Eats 51,000, and Deliveroo 45,000 to the nearest 1,000. So obviously, Just Eat is still extremely dominant. So one to watch. Amazon has just announced a monthly storage fee discount for third-party sellers to incentivize them to help Amazon deliver its faster Prime shipping service. Amazon recently announced that in the USA, they're in the process of evolving the Prime shipping offer, which has historically been a two-day program, to a one-day program. They're doing this because customers love getting their orders quickly, and they have found that customers order more products when there is a one-day delivery promise. Amazon's advice to third-party sellers is as follows: You can make the most of this new emphasis by making sure you provide enough inventory of your most popular products so that we can place it close to customers. To help third-party sellers get started with increasing their inventory in an affordable way, Amazon is announcing a monthly storage fee discount so that more of the products can be supplied affordably. The promotion will begin on the 1st of June 2019 and will run through till January the 31st, 2020. To qualify for reduced fees of up to 75%, sellers must supply inventory within a target inventory range in a given month. The following details may be a bit technical, but if you wish to check them out, go to amazingfba.com/327, where you will see more detail. Amazon's advice on how to get the monthly storage fee discount is as follows. Number one, determine your eligible FBA products. Products become eligible in either of the following ways, say Amazon. First of all, for standard-sized products with 60 or more units sold in the month, or before the start of each month, they will flag products in the restock report that are automatically eligible. So broadly speaking, standard-sized products with 60 or more units sold per month is the barrier. The second stage is to maintain the target inventory range. Amazon asks sellers to maintain an inventory level between 4 to 8 weeks of cover on eligible products for at least 21 days in a given month to qualify the discount each month. Weeks of cover, by the way, is a complex concept, but broadly speaking, the weeks of cover trailing 30 days metric, which is one that Amazon Seller Central offers, would work as following. For example, given by Amazon is as follows: if you sold 400 units in the last 30 days, that is 4 weeks approximately, for a given item, and had 100 sellable units in Amazon fulfillment centers, your weeks of cover T30, that is trailing 30 days, would be one. In other words, based on the last 30 days of data, you have 1 week's worth of cover left. So broadly speaking, the target inventory range is between 4 to 8 weeks of cover on eligible products. For products flagged as automatically eligible in the restock report, then they advise keeping the inventory level in the range published in the restock report for at least 21 days in a month to qualify for the discount. The third step is to get the discount. Eligible products that meet the inventory level criteria in a given month will get discounted storage fees in that month. There's a table for discounts at 50 to 75% off monthly storage fees. So between January and September, for standard size units without the target inventory, the cost of storage will be 69 cents per cubic foot, but within the target, it will be only 17 cents per cubic foot. Between October and December, the standard size charge without the outside of the target, i.e. normal charges, will be $2.40 per cubic foot, whereas if you are within the target inventory for the offer, it will be $1.20, so 50% off. Discounts can be earned starting with June storage fees, which are charged in July. So Amazon advises starting to plan shipments as early as possible. That's the Amazon news for this week. This is your host, Michael Veazey, signing off. Thank you very much for listening to Amazing FBA's Amazon News Day. Hey there, this is Michael saying thank you for listening to the Amazing FBA episode you just listened to. Just want to mention that I mentioned at the top of the show our sister podcast, the 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, which is for 6, 7 and 8 figure sellers on Amazon. Specifically, that's who we're geared to. I'm sure that people doing bigger numbers will still have a lot of things to learn from it. And people doing smaller numbers, sure, but it's not going to be immediately actionable for you. So if that is you, keep listening to the Amazing FBA podcast. But if you're 6, 7 or 8 figures on Amazon or e-commerce, I really think you should check it out. So I just want to give you a flavor of what's coming up, or rather just a bit of a list. Not deeply exciting as podcasts go, but I just wanted to, if you're just checking it out, know whether it's for you and what sort of topics we cover. Here's what's coming up. So first of all, an interview with our own Ashley Pierce from the 10K Collective Mastermind, who is talking about his last year in e-commerce, where he went from $750,000 in 2018 in turnover to a run rate this year of $1.25 million. So that's from scratch in 3 years. Super smart man, and he had a lot of the right skills going in. And let's be clear about that. But he didn't have tons of capital, just the conventional amount. So I still think that's an incredible result. And also, he's a really nice guy and a very, very clear-minded and feet-on-the-ground business thinker. So there's so much value. If nothing else, check that out. Really cannot urge you enough. I mean, these guys that have been in the Mastermind for nearly 2 years now have just honed their game to the nth degree. I've never heard quality discussion like I hear in there. And I don't say that because it's about me. It's not about me. I'm just privileged to work with some super smart and great people. So do check it out. Other things coming up then, lots and lots of industry expert interviews. Here's a flavour. And honestly, this is about half the list of people who've agreed to come on for an interview. So several of these are already recorded. So with Ryan Shaffett from Xcube Manufacturing, we are going to be talking about custom manufacturing in China. He's been out there about 18 years. And custom manufacturing, I can't emphasise enough how much that is the future. If you're still just purely private labelling stuff, it's going to get harder and harder to make a profit with that business model. I mean, I think it's got a year or two left in it, but sooner or later you need to get onto custom manufacturing. So this is a hyper critical skill set that you should be learning, I believe, to future proof your business. Second is funding, which is another massive topic, how to fund growth, because any scaling business, as Vern Harnish says, growth sucks cash. This is the law of gravity of scaling. Therefore, we've got to look into raising capital, and one way is debt. And Bruce Mack is going to talk to us about that. Aaron O'Sullivan is coming on from Systems Culture Impact to talk about outsourcing and company culture. And again, if you're scaling up a business, you're going to have a very painful time if you keep trying to do it yourself. Even if you've hit, say, $1 million a year equivalent, which I know some people have without a VA, guess what? You're not going to get to 2 million without a VA or basically a proper team on board. So that's something that is definitely a big barrier to entry. And also, to put it on its head, something that will add to your comfort and enjoyment of your business if you go with it. So that's a few things that we got in depth, just in a bit more superficial detail. Chris Shipfling of Providium with Jason Somerville is going to be talking about selling your FBA business, and they have a private equity take on that from the Wall Street side. So really fascinating angle on that. FBA reimbursements with Ben Chambers. Amazon often owes about $50,000 to $100,000 for any serious seller at some points in the year. How do you get your hands on that? It's just a fantastic source of cash, apart from anything else. So Amazon's got your cash. If you can get it out of the system, guess what? That's fantastically healthy for your business. Ash Munger's talking about quality control from China. He's got an incredibly detailed system for doing that. He's been out in China running IMEX sourcing for 9 years now, so seriously knows his business backwards and sideways and in detail. Connor Gillivan's going to talk about the quick outsourcing system that Rob presents and how to outsource quickly and easily. Pauline Masson came on this morning. We talked about pricing, which is a very underrated and very important thing for driving profits. Will Churnland's coming back on, and we're going to talk about evaluating the competition from a real sort of standpoint of somebody who's not just looking at the numbers, although Will is super smart with numbers, but from the point of view of the overall competitive landscape. Really, as ever, Will's a brilliant Amazon thinker, always worth hearing. Kevin King's coming back on. Not even sure what we're going to be talking about yet with Kevin, but you know what? He's always a super smart guy when it comes to the marketing side, so I'm sure we have lots to learn from him. What else we got coming up? Amazon account suspension with Joshua Price, launching to overseas markets with John Cant, PPC advertising and profit margins with Mike Zagare of PPC Entourage. What else? Chris Rawlings is coming back from Judo Launch. Presumably we'll be talking about launch. Alex Oxford is coming on to talk about sales tax. He is super smart at explaining this stuff in very simple terms, but yet dealing with all the details as well. Alex is absolutely a critical person to listen to if you sell in the USA. Kostas Anastasiadis is coming back to talk about short-term funding. Brad Moss is coming back, who used to run Seller Central, so he's a super sharp guy as well. China Sourcing with Manuel Bekvar. Law for Amazon Sellers with Paul Ruffelson. Augustus Kligas is coming back on to talk about various different topics. John Cavendish to talk about translations. Paul Harvey to talk about chatbots. Brian Johnson to talk about PPC. Greg Mercer to talk about product research. Nadine Eich to talk about Germany and customer service in Germany. And probably going to get my old accountant Penny Lowe back to talk about bookkeeping basics. Whew. We have, as you can tell, an incredible amount of really practical, useful content coming up, a lot of which is already recorded and is definitely coming out over the next few weeks. So get yourself over there, folks. It's just a place you need to be. This is not just a bunch of let's fill the airways with the latest kind of hack that's going to die in 2 months. I'm taking care to really focus on content that is as evergreen as possible. Why? Because then you listen once and implement over multiple years, or at least months, and then you get the payoff over time, so you get better return on your listening time, if you like. And I think that's a really important metric. Return on listening for me is something I aim to give you in spades. So get yourself over there. 10K Collective is the thing you need to look for. 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, to give it the full title. You can look on iTunes, aka Apple Podcasts apps, or Stitcher. We should be on Spotify any minute now, and we're just waiting to get ourselves on Google Play and Google Podcasts. So it will be more and more available. If you can't find it on your listening device, your preferred device, then just go to the website and you can listen directly there. 10kcollective.com. That's 10k, 10k for kilo. Collective is collective.com. That's 10kcollective.com. Thanks so much for listening to such a very, very lengthy post-roll pitch, if you like. I'm not actually selling anything, so it's not a pitch in any strict sense. It's free and it always will be. Of course, we will mention paid services from time to time, but I believe in giving like 95%, 99% value and a little pitch at the end. So it's not going to be a pitch fest. We are just aiming to build massive goodwill and getting ourselves out there and known. And of course, we hope to attract some wonderful people to our masterminds, and if people can use the services that some of our experts provide, so much the better. But really, that's our main thrust, is to get ourselves out there and build goodwill. So you know more than you're ever going to need to know in life about this podcast. Get yourself over there and listen. Stop listening to Amazing FBA. What are you still doing here? I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I suggest you go and do the same, and I'll speak to you in the next show.